Welcome to the Rich Thoughts Podcast, where our goal is to glorify God and terrify the devil. Get ready. It's going to be a great journey.
Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring, and that's my fine wife, Bev. You know, honey, yesterday when we did Section 6, Borders Without Limitations, I had felt stirred the night before, and we taught 12 keys or 12 steps to being a rich thinker, becoming a rich thinker as a part of that teaching. But I also felt led that we should talk about it today.
Sounds wonderful.
Because it's so profound.
It is.
Success or failure, victory or defeat, excellence or mediocrity, all begin in the mind. Never allow what other people think or say about you change your thoughts about your ability to achieve your dreams and goals. It's what you think, but how God thinks about you, that will determine your destiny.
And that is so true, honey. You know, in Proverbs 23, verse 7, it says, As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. Every thought, word, action, and reaction we experience begins in our mind. Thoughts have substance. The things you think about are the things you speak about. The things you speak about are the things you bring about. Unfortunately, many people grow up thinking about the negative things others have expressed to them. It's time to stop letting other people use your head as a septic tank. We've been so blessed by those of you who have had life-changing experiences through our daily Rich Thoughts for Breakfast calls. We were rereading actually some of the emails recently when we came across one that was sent to us by our dear friend Beverly in Washington, D.C. She wrote, "Thank you for Rich Thoughts, today's Rich Thoughts for Breakfast. For years, I believed the lies that family members and so-called friends said about me instead of what God said. But this morning, all broke loose. I just put it this way, it broke loose in my spirit and will speak what you share on your calls. Your morning phone calls have truly been life-transforming, and thank God for you and your wife's sacrifice in teaching God's holy word." That meant so much to us.
Yes, it did. Beverly's a precious lady.
Yes, she is. If you've been allowing others, even well-meaning family members and friends, to speak negative junk into your mind, you know, it needs to stop right now. And if you thought, well, I can't, I have too much negative in me, I want you to ask this question. Who told you that? Even if you don't remember, you believe them. Now stop believing a lie and start believing God.
Absolutely. Today you can begin to put the pure, the powerful, and the positive precepts from the Word of God in your mind.
Amen.
You can actually change your attitude about yourself when you stop letting negative thoughts dominate your mind. Avoid such phrases as, "I can't do that. I'd probably mess it up anyhow. There's no way I'm going to win this. They'd probably just turn me down. I got to do this or I'm out of here. He or she would never be interested in anybody like me. I'll probably never get the promotion." And we could go on. Listen, today, when you're hearing this, is the first day of the rest of your life. It is time for you to begin putting positive, rich thoughts, builders, nuggets, into your mind. Practice saying these kind of phrases. "Lord, I thank you that I'm happy, rested, and ready for another exciting adventure with you. I'm inspired by what I'll be able to accomplish, what, you know, as you work through me. Today, I'm going to see myself as God sees me. I'm excited about today. It's a special gift from God just for me. Today, God will allow me to be an encouragement to everybody I meet. People like me because they sense the fruit of the Spirit in my life. I will like everybody I meet because I'm going to look at them the way God looks at them. I rejoice because today God is giving me favor with every person I meet. I'll be on time for every appointment. I'll perform my job as unto the Lord as the best I can. I will rapidly and thoroughly complete all my responsibilities today. I will not put things off that I need to do. I'm an overcomer. I'm more than a conqueror. I am the righteousness of God in Christ. I'm fulfilling my purpose, His purpose, for my life. Wow. And we could give you a lot more of those. But see, it's important that you put those kind of thoughts in your mind.
Amen.
Beginning of every day. Each of us has to make a determined effort to be a rich thinker. In fact, one of several books I'm working on is entitled Rich Thoughts for Poor Thinkers. By making these positive confessions, you can speak your rich thoughts into reality. 12 guidelines using the Word of God to become a rich thinker. And by the way, yeah, I used to have, or had, a small engraved plaque on my desk that reads, "I'm a rich thinker, Pastor Harold Herron." I say used to, because a friend asked me if he could have it so he could put it and look at it and be inspired by it. And I agreed. I'm going to get another one though.
All right.
Number one, you must speak to those things that are not as though they were. Romans 4:17. As it is written, "I made thee the father of many nations, before him whom he believed, even God, who quickeneth the dead, and calleth those things which be not as though they were." Our daily confession should be, well, it should be about who we want to become, not who we are. Begin today, begin to see yourself as God sees you, and you will eventually become how he sees you. Don't give up, and you will change.
Number two, make your rich thoughts as specific as possible. If you're confessing an exercise program, then make a definite confession. "I will ride bikes with my family every night before supper." And then what if you end up only doing it one night in the seven? You know what? You still did what you said. You did it one night, and you're on your way to greater achievement. You can always do more. Get it down in your mind, and it'll start to manifest.
Number three, it is important that your rich thoughts reflect the here and now and not the hereafter. Don't say, "Tomorrow I'm going to start reading 3 chapters a week in the Bible," or "After Junior's birthday, I'm going to cut back on sweets." Listen, changing our thought process starts today, not tomorrow.
Number four, make your rich thoughts free from guilt. Instead of saying, "If I'm ever going to get closer to God, I've got to get up an hour earlier to read my Bible." Instead, say, "Thank you, Lord, that I'm rested and refreshed and ready to spend the hour with you." And say it no matter how you feel.
That's good. Number five, put some feeling into your rich thoughts confession. Like this. "Thank you, Lord. I no longer desire those fat-building, artery-clogging, clothes-tightening desserts."
Number six, make each rich thoughts confession for at least 21 days. Studies have shown, and we've brought it up before, that any action that you take daily for 21 days in a row will more likely become a habit. And the habits we form become the lifestyles we live.
Hallelujah. Number seven, take small but consistent efforts at first. When your confession has changed one part of your thought process, focus on another, but don't overdo it.
Number eight, create early victories. Think, speak, confess, act. For example, "I will hang up my clothes each evening," and then do it.
Number nine, don't brag to your friends or coworkers about changing. See, that only put pressure on you. Remember, you're not doing this for them. It's for you. Let them see the results in a more energized, godly you.
Number 10, your thought changing process should focus on goals that are within reach. If you work an 8-hour day, commute an hour and a half, spend 3 hours cooking, eating, and then helping the children with homework, it's going to be unreasonable to plan to read an entire book in a night. A more attainable goal would be to read maybe one chapter a night, or at least a part of it.
That's true. Number 11, write each rich thought's builder on a 3x5 card or in your smartphone or favorite electronic toy. Carry it with you all day. Treat these rich thoughts like meals. Meditate on them morning, noon, and night, and snack in between.
Number 12, don't stop until you see your rich thoughts processes changing and how you act and react. In Matthew 12, verse 34, in the New Living Translation, it says, "You brood of snakes, how could evil men like you speak what is good and right?" And this is what we want you to catch. "For whatever is in your heart determines what you say." So we need to be very careful about what we put in our hearts, because whatever is in your heart determines what you have to say.
Absolutely.
Matthew 12:35 says, "A good man out of the good treasure of the heart bringeth forth good things, and an evil man out of the evil treasure bringeth forth evil things."
In fact, we can break this down for you. We'll give you the proper anatomical flow. Head, heart, mouth. Head, heart, mouth. Your words have magnetic power. They will draw to your life thoughts and actions that have the potential, the power, to shape your destiny.
Amen.
One last scripture, James 1:22-24, in the Message Bible. Don't fool yourself into thinking that you're a listener when you're anything but. Letting the word go in one ear and out the other. Act on what you hear. Those who hear and don't act are like those who glance in the mirror, walk away, and 2 minutes later have no idea who they are or what they look like.
Mm.
Now, one sentence in this passage, honey. Act on what you hear.
That's right.
Act on what you hear. It's not enough to hear it.
Exactly.
You got to act on it.
You got to know the word. You got to put the word into action.
You got to be a doer.
A doer of the word.
That's it. You know, today more than any other, we challenge you to act on what you've heard. Make this a day that you'll remember forever.
Amen.
A day that you determined and purposed in your heart to become a rich thinker, to speak rich thoughts.
It will change your life forever.
No doubt about it. And not only your life,
those
that you love and are close to you as well.
Okay.
So it really will. Hallelujah. If you've been blessed by the teaching, go to haroldherring.com. Click on the button that says sow a seed. Just ask God what seed he'd have you sow. Do what he says. That's all we ever ask. And until tomorrow morning at 8:30 Eastern, God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts.
We love you. We appreciate you. Bye-bye.